It's Bick Liamorata on this Monday. Bick coming to you live from the Ocgen Community Studio. Suns down 7 to Oklahoma City right now in a game that started off with weirdness. I'm sure weirdness we'll get into.
Yeah.
With our next guest from ESPN here to talk NBA with us, Amin El-Hassan, joins us on Bick Liamorata. Amin, how are you?
Doing good. Just watching a little early afternoon basketball here.
Yes, it's become a tradition on the show to watch basketball while we're doing our show. It's kind of crazy. You might not know the answer to this question due to the logistics and the whole testing scenario in Orlando, but I'll start off by asking you this. How the hell do you miss a COVID test window when you're basically being held hostage on a campus?
Oh, Vince, come on. There's all sorts of things going on. You might be fishing. You might be by the pool. The DJ's just got on an unbelievably hot set. You might be playing some skee ball, you know, or some cornhole, some ping pong. There's so many things that can distract you from the one thing that you're here for. I'm not gonna vilify this man for being distracted. Maybe there's a barbershop in there. There's so many things you could do other than, you know, the one thing that you need to do, especially when you have a serious, legitimate chance to make the playoffs.
Listen, right. And so the question becomes, what should we make of this? Because he has been a source of extreme frustration for me because I see what he can do when he's engaged. He doesn't choose to play engaged all the time, but it's right there. And those are the kind of guys that can just drive you batty, if you will. I mean, what are we to make of this?
You know, I got to quote my guy Mark West, longtime Phoenix Sun. He's the current Suns executive, and he used to always say, man, you can't focus on the warts. You got to look at the things that he does. Don't tell me about things he doesn't do well. Tell me about things he does do well. And one hopes that, like, over time, you can work on the warts. We can get that better. That time apparently isn't today. We still got some more work to do. But you know he's a gifted player, and he brings a lot to the table. And, again, in the grand scheme of things, look, he wasn't caught running, like, women in and out of the bubble. He wasn't caught with drugs or something egregious. You know, he missed a test. I'm obviously, as you heard from my first answer, it is kind of ridiculous to miss a test in an environment where literally you have nothing else to do. But at the same time, is that going to be something that – You throw your hands up in the sky and say, oh, fooey, last straw? Probably not. You just got to be patient with it.
Yeah. Amin El-Hassan from ESPN, our guest here on Bick Liamorata. That being said, and you know, we're into the sixth game of watching the Suns in Orlando, and obviously they've been one of the big stories so far, making it interesting. Are you among, and I know you've been a critic, and you've got reasons for it, and a lot of them are very valid, but are you of the mindset that what we're seeing in Orlando, regardless of how this shakes out, is acting as a turn? It could act as a turning point for this franchise.
All right, Vince. I'm gonna remind you. I believe it was with you guys. It might have been with Doug and Wolf. Remind you anyway of a conversation I had on this station for sure in December or November, and at the time the Suns were doing well and hovering around 500. And everyone said, culture's change, turning point, here it is. And what I said is, cultures don't change overnight. Cultures take a long time. Culture isn't when you start playing well. Culture is when you start playing poorly, do we still do things the quote-unquote right way, the way that we said we were going to do. We hold fast to those principles. You look at a team like Miami, that's culture. Because even when they didn't have the stars and they weren't flying high, they kept doing things the same way. And so culture isn't something you can just, you know, say, oh, here it is. We're 5-0. We got it now. This is the good times. When adversity hits, that's when we'll know whether culture is there to stay or not. And especially considering the odds are they're not going to make the playoffs. They might finish 7-1 or 6-2 here. You know, they probably won't make the playoffs. When you come back, do we hold on to all the good things that we learned here in Orlando in the bubble? Or are we starting from scratch and everyone's kind of back to their own agendas?
That's, I love the way, and I think that was on our program that you pointed that out. And I think that was very wise because you're right that it does not happen overnight. But I do think that you of all people know from having boots on the ground experience in this market how important it was to commit to a guy like Monty Williams and give him the years and the money that they allocated. How skeptical will you remain of culture change when a lot of it has come above the head coach from ownership?
Right. And that's the big thing. And if you're looking for a kind of storm clouds on the horizon, I would start with the sale of the G League team, right? It's not that they sold the G League team. I get it. Money is tight. Money is tight, especially now, you know, with the coronavirus pandemic hitting everyone's pockets. So I don't have a problem with them selling the G League team. I have a problem with them selling the G League team and then putting out a whole statement of all these reasons why they're selling the G League team other than money. Oh, well, we're going to be doing this the next 3 to 5 years. It's the hallmark of someone who hasn't changed, who hasn't gotten it, right?
Right.
And what I heard in behind the scenes at the league office was they weren't happy that the Suns sold their G League franchise for that number. They felt like that's below market value. And obviously they want to keep the market value at a certain point for future sales because it all feels, it's all tied. Basically, everyone's going off the last sale as a starting point or as a benchmark. So, you know, the commitment to winning includes a G League franchise that's not supposed to make you money. It's not there to be a moneymaker. It's there to incubate talent and incubate talent not only on the court, but in your coaching staff, in your training room, and in your front office. And the Suns gave us a 500-page essay about how none of that matters. Because for the next 3 to 5 years, we're going to be doing it. That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
And so,
because it does
what
matter.
What Monty's doing is great. And you're right, Vic. 5 years and a lot of money makes it so that Robert can't quit on him as quickly as he has other coaches in the past. But that's just one part of the puzzle. There are other pieces, and they all work in concert.
Speaking of, to use your terminology, 5 years and a lot of money, that applies to Devin Booker as well, signing the max deal. Draymond Green had some statements over the weekend saying that he needs to get out of Phoenix, and I kind of, you know, picked that apart saying, you know, it finally, at least you can point to some positive momentum with the NBA product on the floor, the coaches in place, they have adults in the room now, and Devin Booker continues to progress, so that didn't make sense. Plus, it also... it kind of invalidates what Golden State could have done with Steph Curry early in his career. That was a franchise that was a disaster as well.
Mm-hmm.
What was your reaction, totally to what Draymond Green said and the reaction to what he said?
Well, I knew exactly what he was doing. He's window shopping. he did this to Kevin Durant. You think Devin Booker is a long stretch?
Yeah.
That's not a long stretch. You know, he's window shopping. He's looking for how he can make his team better, and even though he'd never mentioned Golden State by name, the closest he came to actual tampering was when Ernie Johnson asked him, are you tampering?
Maybe.
but the reality is, you know, the league, if not the world, sees what a player Devin Booker is. And we know one thing about this league, is that if you are a talented player, one of the top players in the league, and you're not experiencing team success, at a certain point, it stops being about who can you get me here. It starts becoming get me out of here. And if you're another team, you want to make sure it is known to Book and to the group that surrounds him that, look, come over here. We respect you. We know how to use you. We won't waste your time. Because ultimately, that is the ballot of every team, every player that leaves a bad team. That Anthony Davis left New Orleans because they wasted 7 years of his
Right.
You go to a whole other old clutch. No. It's not about that. If they were winning 60 games a year and going to the conference finals and the finals, he wouldn't leave. But he left because they wasted his time. And so Phoenix is, yes, Book is under contract, and right now everything's looking nice. But never, ever, ever should you for a second believe, thank God, now we can count on this one for at least the rest of his contract. No. You are always on the clock. Because you're always constantly trying to show your players that we are not wasting your time.
That's interesting. That's well said.
Ameed, thanks so much for joining us, especially while there's a
your
game
money,
going on.
Dude.
We appreciate it, as always.
You got it, guys. Anytime.
All right. Thank you, Ameed Alhassan, ESPN. He joined us here on Bickley and Marotta.